Good morning from the CNN Center here in Atlanta. I'm Melissa Long. It's Friday, April 17th, TGIF. Here's a look at some of the stories making news at this hour. 5 days after being rescued at sea, the hero's welcome will greet abducted Captain Richard Phillips today in his hometown. He is on his way back to Underhill, Vermont from Kenya. Phillips was rescued on Sunday from Somali pirates in a daring Navy SEAL sniper operation. The welcome home signs and the balloons and the yellow ribbons are already up in Vermont. Cuban President Raul Castro says his government is prepared to meet with the Obama administration. His announcement comes the very same week that President Obama lifted restrictions on Cuban Americans visiting with their relatives in Cuba. The White House has released George W. Bush administration memos detailing interrogation tactics used on terror suspects after 9/11. Critics say the tactics amounted to torture. President Obama says CIA operatives who use the interrogation methods won't be prosecuted. Today, President Obama travels to Trinidad and Tobago for the Summit of the Americas. The chief topic? Global economic crisis. But summit participants will also be talking about jobs and trade. The motive behind a deadly hospital shooting is still a mystery today. It happened on Thursday at Memorial Medical Center in Long Beach, California. Witnesses say Mario Ramirez killed two of his coworkers and then turned the gun on himself. Those are the headlines. You're up to date. Do stay with CNN and CNN.com for more on these stories or other news that develops today.